ideal balance of cooperation and competition is to be found in the work of Arno A. Penzias, who in 1978 shared the Nobel Prize in Physics for his discoveries of what has become known as cosmic black body radiation. He is now vice president for research at Bell Laboratories. Penzias' family had barely escaped the Nazi persecution of the Jews, and when they landed in New York, the first week of January 1940, it was a foreign, alien world. His father eventually became a superintendent in various apartment buildings in the Bronx, collecting garbage out of the dumb waiters and stoking the furnaces. His mother went to work in the garment district. "I suppose everybody is unhappy in junior high school," Penzias says. "I had a foreign accent. I never really learned kids' ways. By the time I could speak English well, I could not play the games well." He had a hard time in high school physics, but was able to go on to the City College of New York, partly because the price was right, he says, meaning that it was tuition-free. MIT turned him down for graduate school, and he enrolled at Columbia, where he barely survived. They let just about anybody in. People came in with degrees in English, then they failed half the class. They just flunked people out like mad. It never seemed to occur to anyone that they were ruining people's lives. It seemed to me to be a sort of mechanical, mindless grinding of human beings. I will never forget my first exam. Townes gave it, in an optics, of course. It was an open book exam with 5 questions. I couldn't do any of them. By the time I got to number 5, I was in cold sweat. I was sitting in this room and I had just gone through the first 4 questions. None of them could I answer. Not any one. I got to number 5 and I looked around and saw that everybody else was working. I asked myself, what are the odds that I am the dumbest person in this room? I got a 54, which, it turned out, was the second highest mark in the class. Townes, as it happened, was just beginning to think about lasers, so he had wanted to learn about optics, and on the exam he asked about things that he was interested in. Penzias claims that he graduated by the skin of his teeth. There were 2 things that I was good at. One, that I had an ability to organize things in mechanical terms, to build things, and the other was that I had, and have, a great ability to endure pain. These were the 2 things that got me through Columbia. Would Penzias have been able to go on to win the Nobel Prize without first learning to endure pain in such a competitive environment as Columbia? It is hard to say, of course, but now that he directs research, he certainly has not eliminated competition. "Nobody gives me a quota that tells me I have to turn out so many patents," he says, "but there is pressure all over. Pressure from the Japanese, who are competing with us, and pressure from within to help the lightwave people, help terminal people, help the switching people, help every single group as fast as we can. I demand a certain standard of myself and of everybody else." Competition is always a factor for highly motivated people. The trick is to know how to use it in balance.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.